cotton was the centerpiece of life in the American South for much of the 19th century. The well-being of every entity in the region depended upon the health of the annual cotton crop. The vast influence of cotton was found in virtually every aspect of Southern life. The rise of the cotton culture. During the colonial and federal eras, upland cotton was not a profitable crop because it was too labor-intensive to remove the seeds. That changed with the invention of the cotton engine, or gin, in the late 18th century, when Eli Whitney, a recent college graduate, arrived at Mulberry Grove Plantation near Savannah, Georgia, in the early 1790s. He did not know that he would alter the course of his young country's history.
The cash crop in Georgia after the war is going to be tobacco for the 1780s and 90s. It's only in the 1800s when they figured out, when, you know, 1793 is when Whitney invents the gin and figures out how to get those pesky seeds out of the center of upland cotton. And it's only then that it becomes even profitable. And so we see this switch over from tobacco to cotton. But interestingly, those who had become successful tobacco planters and who had slaves to do the work are going to make that transition to a new crop very easily. Plantation system is already there. It's just a different crop that they begin to grow.